Again, welcome back. My name is Tom Devi. I'm a senior consultant, and I've actually been working on protocols since 2006. And I've basically been the customer face since the early days, worked with the pre-release documentation and worked with partners and met a few of you guys again. Welcome back. So my agenda today is, I was trying to think, like, how can I spin sort of like dry support? So I'm really going to just kind of tell a story about what, you know, from a developer, you know, what your perspective is and how you would actually interface with Microsoft. And then give you kind of a little drill in a little bit more details about the process that we actually have behind the scenes about how things get handled from a support standpoint. And then really kind of talk about, just kind of set the stage for future opportunities as we help you guys actually build solutions on the protocols. So just like any good developer, you start your day out in some editor. Some people like Visual Studio. I'm an old timer, so you know, we won't talk about Vive, Emacs versus Vive. But anyways, so you usually start, and then of course my favorite homepage, since I work for Microsoft now and I'm working on Exchange protocols, is the actual Exchange protocol documentation. It's large, it's huge. You're gonna read it. You're gonna have lots of questions. Opportunities. So. You know, I'm doing something, I'm building something on ROPS, and, you know, I'm a developer, sometimes we'll just key in something. So, hey, I wonder if Microsoft actually has something on ROPS and tips and tricks. And sure enough, there's a section 9 in MS ROPS, where it actually gives you tips and tricks. I was like, wow, that's great. So let's go check it out. So anyways, there's this section in section 9, and it says that... There's lots of tricks, and if you have any questions, contact Joe. You guys all know who Joe is, right? Didn't we meet him today? So it's like, I'm a developer, and I got a lot of questions, so definitely I got to ask, you know, the protocol. So first place I would go is I would actually go to the, you know, the forum for using this Exchange Server protocols. And first thing I got to do is I got to log in, and, you know, I got to pick an alias, whatever you call it, so... My name just happens to be $100. And then, so what I'm going to first do is I'll ask a question. So I go up here and I select the ask questions. Oh, wait a second. There's two of the support engineers who just so happen to be moderators, and they're here. So there's Mark and Josh back there. So I'm going to now answer. So I fill out my form, and I say I want to ask a question, what the title is, and I want to know who Joe is, just to kind of have some humor. And first thing I've done here is I've essentially specified the doc, the version, and the section. It mentions I have a question, please contact Joe. So I'm doing some scoping. Scoping really helps us from a support standpoint, so we don't have to ping pong and, you know, ask lots of questions about what versions you have. So the more scoping you do from a support standpoint, the better it helps us and helps you get answers quicker. I mean, it's obvious, but, you know, it's amazing how many times people don't actually do that. And then he has a question and he wants to talk to Joe. And for example, I want to configure RPC or HTTP. So I kind of two scenarios. He wants to ask, he found something in the docs and he's got a question about configuration. But he decides that, you know, I don't really want to do this in the public. I want this to be private. So I'm going to go out and actually email, you know, a document. There's an alias here called DocHelp.microsoft.com. And what that is that essentially is, in addition to the forum, it's essentially a way you can have a private conversation with Microsoft. Well, I should say private, quote unquote. But it's a way to essentially, you know, not have to be in the public forums if you have information you want to talk about or privately with Microsoft. The forums are actually managed by the support engineers. They're all, this alias is also monitored by the support engineers. So you're essentially going through the same pipeline. So first thing you do is, typically like on the forum, you'll kind of get, we were kind of joking about this earlier, is you get kind of a canned response, which, we have received your request, one of our engineers will follow up with you shortly. Okay, so what that person is doing is he's essentially kind of like the person who's assigned the task to monitor the forums and the help aliases. And he has responsibilities, so he may not be the person that actually takes your answer. But what he's doing is he's acknowledging the fact that you've actually, you know, posted a question to Microsoft that we're going to take on. So Mark responds back. So now, what has kind of happened after he sent that email is, essentially what Mark does is he actually creates what we call a correction assistance request. or the short name is a support case. And after that support crisis, so you can imagine there's lots of support requests coming in, is that the team periodically, once a day, at least once a day, actually triage the cases and assign them, so people take ownership of them. And then his commitment is he will work with that partner to resolve it. So he works the whole flow. It's like, so he owns that case all the way through to resolution. So then Mark's done his, so the case got assigned to Josh. And now what Josh is doing is that now he's done his research, and we've determined that Joe is way too busy. But there's this person by the name of Virginia who actually has lots of time to answer technical questions. And what he has done is that there's essentially, so we need to change the documentation. And then the second question, when he's broken out, is that this is really a configuration. It's really not a protocol documentation question. So really, like from our standpoint, it's not really fits into what we do from a support standpoint. So you'll see a lot of common times where you actually get redirects to actually go either, work directly with support, 1-800 support, or actually go out to the forum, the tech ed forum, to actually ask your question. So Josh has responded back, and in his mind is the bug's been filed, and he's redirected the customer to actually the proper forum to get additional support or the proper support. So the developer, $100 bill, basically goes out and he goes here and he goes to one of the forums. It could be clients. There's some other additional ones that actually would actually, there's experts on those forums that actually will answer the questions about how to configure RPC over HTTP. So, behind the scenes. So you got to think about here is that there are many access points, and I don't have them all because there's many, many access points, but commonly, I get a phone call, you get a post to the forum, comes through DocHelp. You may actually have a technical account manager if you have a Premier support agreement, whether you work with that person. But essentially, that pipeline essentially goes to this team, the support team. Okay, so all the cases, whether it's coming through the TAMAs, we route it through this because this is essentially the point of entry to get your technical questions answered. Or question, issues or technical questions. At that point in time, they turn around, and what we do is they have their process here for managing kind of like all the communication. There's another, essentially, so in the case of, changing Joe to Virginia, is we essentially create what we call a technical document issue that we actually file against that particular document to actually have that fixed. And that is a separate process from the support process. So it's kind of like asynchronous. It's like, yes, this is fixed. We will fix it in a future release. And then this goes on because this has a different process from they have to just prioritize the bugs just like any typical development cycle. And then that goes out, to development. They may have to ask questions. Is it really Virginia? Is it, should it be Joe? What the question is. And then things will flow back. And an answer will come back. So in the case when Josh responded, he did say that it actually is Virginia and we're going to update the documentation. Okay. And then eventually, on quarter releases, those documents get pushed out to MSDN. We try to get the answers to the forum so that you can continue moving forward on your development. There's some things which are kind of fire and forget, but those things all get queued up and managed and prioritized for our quarterly updates. So, in review, your first lane, if you want to communicate publicly, is to actually use the open specification forums. Available 24-hour a day, community of open. There are lots of implementers on there. All of us on the support side actually monitor those, and they get triaged every day. So we try to, this is a high priority. So any type of question that actually comes in, for example, on the development side, these issues all have what we call they're very high priority. So they're not considered like, priority three. They're actually very high priority. So our job is to get you the answers as quick as possible. The second option you have is DocHelp. Again, that's the private communication. Sometimes it works better. For example, if you have a network capture that you want to pass us, it's much easier to do that. So it's like kind of a decision point. You have your options. And it is private support. And finally, you actually have me as an escalation point. My preference is that you actually use the other two, because I'm not scalable, I'm not 24/7. And I always call it is that I'm essentially the last person, the single throat to choke. So it's like when things get escalated, if you're not liking the way it's going to go, then privately contact me. My job is to help resolve that. Whether it's a phone call, whether I need to go talk to support engineers, do I go back to development? It's like I'm essentially the last person that you would escalate to. So I'm available for that, you know. Now, if you haven't done your homework and you just send me the questions and you haven't gone to the forum or doc help, I will redirect you. So in the future, from a supportability standpoint, we've talked a little bit about PlugFest and interoperability labs. So we're doing one in January. We're sharing it with Active Directory. And so in late January, we're having an event. And there is, like, from a support standpoint, is our job is from a support team is to actually help you if there's, you know, debugging issues or take the really deep technical questions and really, you know, triage them there and try to get answers within that 1 week. You can gain a lot. Sort of the next level is the interoperability labs. And the PlugFest tend to be, you could have like 7-8 customers there. The IO lab is basically just you. So it's total focus. So if, you know, for example, Samba is going to be here next week for an IO lab, as an example. So it's like basically it's a very deep dive in terms of the technology. All right, any questions? All right, thanks.